We know what instructions they received, and you know that hasn't taken Savile or $195 million to tell us that. We know they were under instructions, and you can hear it clear in the audio and video that do not open fire. You know, that was the instructions that they were given. You know, there were those people in the Republican community who said this was a plan and a plot to send the parachute regiment in to open fire and to teach the local community a lesson.
Yeah, but there's
Savile says that hasn't happened, but we didn't need Savile to tell us that. I mean, we all knew that. If there was an overreaction, there was an overreaction. Now, the point here is, and people keep missing the point, and I don't know why they do, but that whatever happened on that day, there should be closure now. But there are 10,000 other days when there was no, it wasn't a case of overreaction. There was a cold-blooded attempt to murder people, plotted and planned by people whose very raison d'etre was to murder people. That wasn't what happened on January the 30th, 1972. You know, they didn't decide and sit down in a cold, dark place to say, this is how we're going to kill all these people. Whatever overreaction there was, there was. The Prime Minister has offered an unequivocal apology. Now, I just wonder why it is that others in senior positions within the Republican movement can't do likewise, given the 10,000 bloody days that they engaged in, not just one day whenever whatever happened happened as reported by Savile.